broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Morning. All right. So while we're complaining about the cold here in Hawaii, what was it, 62 degrees in Honolulu, the Buffalo Bills are trying to shovel their way into the stadium to play on Sunday. At least that's the rumor, okay? Rumors suggest the team's offering $20 an hour, unlimited food for anyone who wants to grab one of the provided shovels. Fortunately, we don't have to do any of that here to get the Sony Open in Hawaii round three underway. The cut's been made, and we're ready to rock and roll. Okay, we've got Adam Shupak from Golf Week coming in, Oliver Oliquiano, Jason Brustad. He's the Wailea Country Club head professional. Dave Reardon, columnist for the Star Advertiser, who covered Century and now Sony, he'll be joining us. Corbett Kalama, he's going to be here too. He's the president of Friends of Hawaii Charities. And isn't that why we have all of these people coming to play and watch and enjoy the Sony Open in Hawaii? And Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, what a job he's doing. He's right with us right now in the middle of the clubhouse here at Wailea Country Club. Mark, it's so good to see you.
Good morning, guys. It's great to be here 2 weeks in a row. I must admit, I've got an ocean view here, and I'm gazing out at that water, just wondering what those bonefish are thinking, me in here on the radio and them out there waiting for me to come out and try and catch them.
Just a little background. Usually, I'm sitting here looking out, and I'm watching Mark Rolfing as he's fishing on the reef.
This is actually an unknown reef. You know, Oahu, I think, is a little underrated when it comes to the fishing. You hear about the great reef over on Molokai. I bonefish over there a lot. But this one right out here between here and Hawaii Kai is a great one. Yeah. That's all right. They can't. Most people couldn't come close to catching one of these things.
Really?
Oh, they're hard. They're the gray ghosts of the deep that you can spook them. It's hard to find them. It's hard to catch them, and once you get them on the hook, it's really hard to land them.
Wow.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, they're fun. All right, speaking of fun, there were some tweets. You know, I love stopping in and checking. Michael Kim thanking Joel Damon for the par on the last hole to keep the cut at 2 under, because I owe you beers next time I see you. I can take back every bad thing I said about you.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is Joel Damon, by missing the birdie putt, the cut, had he made it, would have been 3 under par. When he missed it, it became 2 under par. And if you're 2 under par and have a tee time at Wailea today, you can still win this tournament. It is so close. They're only 7 shots behind the guys at 2 under par. So Michael Kim, you know, who knows? Joel Damon just made him a lot of money. I know that.
Yeah, but he's got a really great sense of humor.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, is he like that in person? Yeah,
he's like that in person. I sometimes think it may be a little difficult for him to get on track when he really needs to get on track. But he's a fun guy to be around. He's witty. He's all over social media, as you know. And I don't know. It's a breath of fresh air as far as I'm concerned.
So what do you think about this leaderboard?
Man, it is an eclectic leaderboard, which is a word that's bigger than I normally use. But you've got young guys, old guys, you've got some Americans, a lot of foreigners. But more than anything, different styles of play. Everybody thinks, you know, that Wailea is this narrow course where you have to, you know, just kind of dink it around and bunt it into the fairways and then onto the greens. And there are some players out there that are not doing that at all. Really, we've seen a few guys actually trying to overpower this thing and being successful at it. I don't know. I just very, very intriguing leaderboard. And think that you've got Stuart Sink, you know, who's going to play against guys over 50 next week. And here he is beating guys under 25.
Yes, it's wonderful. I mean, the Mitsubishi Electric is going to be happening next week. And I don't know, like 8 of the players are already in the Hall of Fame, and they're out there playing. This game of golf is really cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think people are now just starting to realize how cool it is. I remember when I was a kid, golf wasn't cool at all. You were almost embarrassed if you were a golfer. Yes. When I was in high school, I used to have a letter jacket. And I was a three-sport letterman. I had football, basketball, and golf.
Wow.
And I had my football letter on the outside. I had my basketball letter on the outside. And I sewed my golf letter on the inside of my jacket so nobody could see it. Golf wasn't cool back then.
But look at you now. You're amazing. I was watching the second round, and I really enjoyed the camaraderie and you pulling everything together and keeping us into the game. It's really special, and I hope you stay in this for a very, very long time.
Well, thank you. I do, too.
Yeah. So, Carl Ewan, 66-65. I don't know very much about him. He's tied with Austin Eckroat and Byung-Hyun Ahn, 9-under, as you said. They're so close. There's only 7 shots between the guys who are 2-under and made the cut and guys who are 9-under. Who do you favor at the top?
Well, first of all, I got a story about Carl Ewan. I mean, he's a little bit like Michael Kim, only on a larger scale, in that he was not an exempt player. He was 126. And when John Rahm went to live, it opened up another spot. So it was an amazing, stroke of luck for
thank
Carl
you, John.
Ewan. Yeah, thank you, John. I'm sure Carl Ewan a month ago hadn't planned on being here at all. I love Austin Eckroat. He's a driving machine, Danielle. This guy can drive the ball really, really good. And B.H. Ahn, this guy had the yips a year ago, literally. I mean, he couldn't make it. He looked like Joel Damon on that putt at 9. Ben Ahn looked like that on pretty much every green, and he went to the long putter, just like Lucas Glover. You watched Lucas Glover change his entire putting routine and putter, and he did it, and it's worked for him too.
Yeah, there was someone else that I was going to bring him up maybe a little bit later about making the change, that it just feels right. It takes your hands out of it, keeps your shoulders in. I prefer my hands being involved, but I guess if you've got not shaky hands but nervous hands, it will help.
You're a natural. And obviously you don't need a system, but there are players who put their hands on the club and it just doesn't feel right. Brad Faxon was always a natural putter. I remember asking him early on, he's one of the best putters I've ever seen. Were you always a great putter? And he said, no. And I said, when did you become a great putter? And his answer was very simple. He said, I became a great putter when I started playing more break. And I said, That's all? You didn't change your grip, you didn't change your putter, you didn't change anything. He said, no, I just started playing more break, using the high side of the hole, making the thing wider, getting my pace right, and all that. There are a few players that can do that, but not very many. You have to be a natural. And so with this whole new system that we're seeing from, guys like Lucas Glover and B.H. Ahn, is it takes your hands out. You're absolutely right. It becomes a shoulder and elbow, sort of a rocking stroke.
I can feel that.
Takes away the yips.
Yeah, awesome. Well, whatever gets you back in the game, yay, all for that. Joel Damon on Twitter said, I should have a lot of dinners coming my way. Exactly why did I put that in my notes? But let's talk about the course. It's right below that I wanted to mention. There was a photo of a golfer, and I didn't recognize him. I only saw his back. You would recognize him. It was a shot of, he's in a field of palms, and the question is, how are you going to hit your way out of that forest? And I looked at thinking, gosh, yes, yeah, a terrible place to be. But a lot of the golfers were saying it was either no wind or 20 miles an hour. It was, and now it's blowing out of the north. So it's coming at us from the mountains here and coming down. How is all that going to play into today's game?
Well, the north wind is a very strange wind here. Like, it's almost, I would think, physically impossible for a wind to come off the mountains down to the shore. We don't see it very often. And I think what that wind does is it neutralizes the field in terms of an advantage from an experience standpoint. Most of these guys have been playing wildlife for years and years, probably have never seen a north wind here. It's not a Kona wind at all. The Kona wind comes basically from the southwest. And so I think it levels the playing field, and that's one of the reasons why you're seeing these scores all bunched together. I would have told you yesterday around noon that maybe 15 under would be leading by the end of the day.
Wow.
I was sure somebody would get the double digits, and the leaders just didn't and kept everybody in the game. So it is just about as wide open a Sony Open, I think, as I've ever seen.
That's wonderful. So it wouldn't be that far-fetched for Stuart Sink to it.
No, not at all. It's interesting. The big question for Stuart is, which tour are you going to play this year? Are you going to play the PGA Tour, or are you going to play the PGA Tour Champions? PGA Tour Champions, he can clean up. But the purses on PGA Tour Champions, you know, are what, 10, 15%
yeah.
of what he would play on the PGA Tour. And I still think he believes he can beat these guys. And even though he is playing next week at Hualalai, I think he is going to concentrate right now on the PGA Tour. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't he? And why wouldn't he do both? And, you know, when you go back to playing PGA Tour Champions, you're at Hualalai, you're with the guy that you've known for years. And it's competitive. It's always competitive. But isn't there sort of a spark of fun at the same time, sort of when you're in that age group?
Yeah, I think there is. But there's no real legacy, I guess would be the way I'd put it, to winning tournaments on the PGA Tour Champions. It's fun. They go to nice places. But if you win tournaments out there, I can't name most of the tournaments that those guys have won.
Right.
I believe that Stuart Sink has been underappreciated. He's been on a number of Ryder Cup teams.
Yeah.
You know, it was almost like everybody was rooting against him when he won the Open Championship against, you know, the beloved Tom Watson, my heavens. And I think he still feels like maybe he can make a mark from a legacy standpoint late in his career, which he can only do on one of the two tours. He can't do it on the over 50.
Wow, yeah, so unfortunately. Well, we're looking forward to having Corbett Kalama coming in. He's going to be with us, the president of Friends of Hawaii Charities. And, of course, we're going to come back. We're talking with Mark Rolfing. This is the Golf Club. And we're streaming live, radiogolfclub.com. So if you have to leave the radio that you're listening to, you can always listen to us. Or even if you can't listen anymore today, you can listen to the podcast, which is also at radiogolfclub.com/listen. You'll find it. It's really easy. My name is Danielle Tucker. You're listening to The Golf Club. We'll be back right after this.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. The Sentry officially kicks off the PGA Tour's 2024 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 4th through the 7th. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And Sony Open in Hawaii PGA Tour Golf Tournament starting January 8th through 14th, 2024 at the Wailea Country Club on the island of Oahu.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Buy tickets now for the Sony Open and lift up Keiki, Kupuna, and families here in Hawaii. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to show your support to Islanders. Give aloha. Help a lot. Get your tickets now for the Sony Open in Hawaii. Together, we can kokua. Tickets and more are available now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Give aloha. Help a lot.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. All right, it is day three. It's the Sony Open in Hawaii, and we're here at Wailea Country Club. Put on a great jacket. Enjoy your winter clothes and come out and walk and get warmed up. It's the perfect day to get a little exercise, warms you up, you have a good time, and you watch some of the best golf being played here at Wailea. It's day three, second leg of the PGA Tour's opening swing in Hawaii. The cut's been made. Sony Open in Hawaii, third round, starts 10-10 this morning at Wailea Country Club, where Siwoo Kim is the defending champion, but he's not at the top of the leaderboard. However, there are some big names in the field, and that is, of course, Ludvig Åberg, last week's winner, Chris Kirk, last week's runner-up, Sahith Tagawa, and the past champion, Hideki Matsuyama. And I'm talking with Mark Rolfing, NBC and Golf Channel, and you listen to him all the time when he does analysis. And I'd like your input on what in the world's going on with Hideki Matsuyama.
Boy, I don't know. You know, it's interesting. Early in his career, Matsuyama had a short game deficiency. There was no question about it. If you remember watching him 10 years ago, he was very stiff, very wooden kind of looking, particularly with his putts, but also with his chips. And I wondered long-term whether or not, you know, he was going to have a sustainable career because of that deficiency. He fixed that, which not a lot of guys can do, and has become a very, very good short player, short game player. But all of a sudden now, he's driving the ball all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's not him. You know, Matsuyama's got so much pressure on him. I don't know really the cause and effect of all that, but I just can't imagine a star like him from Japan and what his life must be like. I would think it's more intense for him even than maybe Tiger Woods.
Yep, absolutely, because as you said, he's carrying his country. And wherever he goes, he's representing Japan. So that's in and of itself. Then you've got your familiar, those things at home that make the pressure, although you want to take care of everybody, all the people that are expecting you to accomplish, you know, those expectations can really wear you down. And when I saw his face when he missed one of his drives, or it was like he looked up and he saw that he was the camera, and he immediately pulled his composure together so that he didn't actually throw something.
Yeah, he had this little media contingent that follows him everywhere he goes. I wonder in the mornings whether they're, you know, analyzing how he's brushing his teeth sometimes or something like that. And that's got to be hard. And what I think the effect of that is it kind of sucks the joy out of playing the game.
Absolutely.
When you think about our dear friend Michelle Wheat and her career and how fast it sort of came and went, and she was brilliant. But toward the end of her career, you and I talked about it a lot, she had lost her joy. Mm-hmm. It was drudgery. She had to answer a question about every single thing, you know, every day, and she just didn't have a life.
And on top of that, when are you going to win? Why didn't you win? What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think, I don't know, I just wonder whether Matsuyama doesn't just yearn a lot for a normal kind of life, but he'll never have one.
No, and he's not the first to carry, you know, the mantle of the country that you're representing. And it has often been a hardship, and I hate to put it like that, because it's glorious to be able to represent the United States in the Olympics or to represent Japan or anywhere when you come from the country. But it squashes you, and then you fail, and that's a legacy and a lifetime of feeling guilty that you wouldn't want to wish on anyone. So everybody back off. Give the guy some retail home. He's such a nice guy. He's so wonderful. And Ludwig came in with all of these expectations. Poor guy. He's another one who's carrying a country.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. As you look around the world of golf now, Danielle, you have all these national golf federations from these other countries that are creating golf centers and golf teams and golf training programs. And when I look at a couple of countries in particular, Canada does it very well. But it just puts a different level of pressure on young kids, men and women, that we don't see in America. We've never had national teams really here for juniors or national training programs. But Ludwig, you know, was part of that in Sweden. And they generate great players. They just, you know, spew them out. But I think there's a different level of pressure on them. Think about the Canadians this year. First of all, they got the Olympics. Anytime there's an Olympic year, that'll be pressure on Matsuyama, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different kind of pressure. But also the President's Cup is in Canada. So if you look at guys in this field like Taylor Pendrith and Corey Connors, and the Canadian guys, Nick Taylor, Adam Hadwin,
Cam David.
Yeah, that's going to give just an extra amount of pressure on some of these guys. So Ludwig Åberg is unbelievable. He's one of the best drivers I've ever seen.
Wow.
Literally ever. You know, and there's a few. McIlroy, I think maybe was when he was driving at his best, he was the best driver I think I've ever seen. But Åberg is really, really close.
So when you're playing in your country and you have all the support and you're really excelling, you have all of this juice that's flowing into you. Now you come into the big world. You know, you're on the PGA Tour. Now you're going to feel all the negativity. You've got to learn to play the games that are played that no one sees, but the vibe that's put out, that must have added a whole new layer to the training of the athlete.
Well, that's a great point. And to just elaborate one step further, the international players that do that have an added obligation to their home countries that the Americans don't have. The PGA Tour is in America, so the Americans don't have to worry about how many tournaments am I going to play at in my home country,
because we're
in the home country, or how many interviews am I going to do for my home country, or all that. I think that's one of the things that John Rahm probably considered when he made his move to live. He wants to play 4 tournaments a year in Spain. He wants to really try and elevate Spain. And he was, I don't think he would have been able to do that playing the PGA Tour.
Yep.
But playing LIV Golf, which is only a 14-event schedule in certain times of the year, he's going to be able to do that. So these foreign players also have this added obligation that the Americans don't have.
Yeah. And now, that's interesting, because a lot of the guys initially said, I get to spend more time with my family. I'm tired of the grind.
More players were basically just saying, I did it for the money, but I'm not going to say it.
Mark Rolfing was playing the violin. Thank you. All right. Will Zalatoris. He's another one. He's like Ludwig, only a U.S. I mean, he's got a great... Doesn't he have a great game?
He's got a great game. He's got a really bad back. And those two don't go together. And he's had this back surgery he had was a serious one last year, which he is just now recovering from. Didn't play for a long time. But he is literally having to change the way he plays the game and change his swing because his medical team has determined it's not going to be sustainable, the pressure that he was putting on his lower back. Wow. Not exactly sure what the problem is there, but it's one that he's going to have to make some adjustments. And as you well know, Danielle, that's a part of your body that if you're a golfer...
it's over.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because, you know, I know all too well that, you know, once she goes, she goes.
Well, here's what's interesting to me about Zalatoris. People wouldn't realize this, but if you have a bad back in golf, you know what it affects more than anything? It affects your ability to practice your putting.
Yes.
You can't practice your putting. And Will Zalatoris' putting is not good. Has never been good in his whole career. And so... because of his physical situation, he's not able to spend the time on the putting green like most of these other players, and that's going to be difficult, I would say, throughout the rest of his career.
Yeah, and it will be, just because, again, we don't realize how much it puts on the lower back, the bent, the stature, I think, that you have to have. And I think Tiger Woods spoke to that, you know, that the putting just gets left out because you just can't spend that much time and then be in that much pain. But with Zalatoris, when he came back, and he's, speaking of putting, using the long putter. So what's up with the long putter?
Well, you know, the longer putter with the thicker grip in particular that a lot of these guys are using now, basically takes the hands out of the stroke and reduces it to almost a mechanical action. I'll never forget, Keegan Bradley was a guy, he had a long putter about 10 years ago, right before the anchoring meeting. And one day I was with him on a putting green, and he let me hit some putts with it. And this putter was so long and so heavy that I literally could pull it back in my backswing and then let go. And the inertia of the club head would actually hit the putt. There was no stroke that had to be made. And so if you've got the yips, just look at Lucas Glover. I mean, he totally changed his game and his career by going that long thing.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
But didn't we go through this whole period, I don't know how many years ago, when, you know, the big question was, should it be allowed?
Allowed, my have is, why would we ever consider doing anything that makes it less fun for people to play golf? I don't get it. That's why this whole golf ball rollback, to me, is just insanity, that we are considering, and looks like we're heading in a direction of rolling back the ball. And I walked around out here at Wiley today, and they asked 100 people, are you thinking of quitting the game because you're hitting the ball too far these days? I don't think I would have one person say yes.
No.
They'll all say, we want to hit it further. And we're thinking about making it so they don't hit it as far. Come on.
Yeah. And then there are people who say, well, that's you know, exaggeration, and we hardly will notice. And I just don't believe that. I have a hard time believing that they created a golf ball that would go further and that I won't notice it when I change the ball. You know, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
I have talked to and seen a number of guys that have tested these new rollback balls, and I will tell you, it makes a difference. I think some of the top players have been shocked at how much distance they are losing on this potentially rollback ball.
I'm glad we brought all of this up. It's really important. And I know, I mean, I'm looking at the time, and I was really hoping that Corbett, he's on his way. You're connecting, Corbett. We're working on getting, okay. Let's take a break. It's that time. It's the bottom of the hour, 7:30, and it's a beautiful day. You're listening to the Golf Club. 26 years, about as long as Sony has been sponsoring the Sony Open in Hawaii, so it's wonderful, and we'll be right back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all those signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? ProCamera Hawaii has just what you need. ProCamera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. ProCamera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. ProCamera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Meet a Gift for that special someone. Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Buy tickets now for the Sony Open and lift up Keiki, Kupuna, and families here in Hawaii. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to show your support to Islanders. Give aloha. Help a lot. Get your tickets now for the Sony Open in Hawaii. Together, we can kokua. Tickets and more are available now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Give aloha. Help a lot.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right, and welcome back. You're inside the golf club. We're, our house today is right here at Wailai Country Club. It's day three. Day three already. You've got to come down to the Sony Open in Hawaii and enjoy fabulous golf. Fabulous conditions, and as I mentioned, just put on a jacket and get some exercise. You won't, you know, perspire, which bothers some people. You'll be able to just enjoy the cool temperatures, but a little bit warmer. High surf advisory, north-facing shores, Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, coastal flood statement is in effect. Sunny today, windward and Mauka, isolated showers, of course, in the morning, leeward scattered showers. Don't notice any scattered showers here at Wailai Country Club. High 74. The high today will be 74 degrees and or maybe up to 79. Winds are northerly 15 to 20 miles per hour. If you'd like to play a round of golf, yes, there are some tee times open for you. There's a 936 where it's 52 degrees at Volcano, probably up to 55. All right, and Makalei has an 11 o'clock. So it warms up, and then you can get out and feel comfortable. Kauai at Poipu, you could play. There's one 1026. Turtle Bay has a 908 and 1118. We've got on Maui, if you're there, Gold Course has a 1220. Emerald Course a 1050. And on the Blue Course, we've got a 1040. So get out and really enjoy your game of golf today. We're going to bring into the clubhouse, of course, Mark Rolfing is here. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Love having Mark on the show. He's going to have to transition to his next responsibility, and he has so many. He does everything. He's great. Now, I'm meeting for the first time Jason Brustad, PGA. He's the Wailai Country Club head professional. Hi, nice to meet you. You got the sun right in your eyes. Is that okay? We're going to have to get his microphone going. Yeah, we need a little bit more volume. Yeah, I got it? Let's see. Oh, no, we're still having a little bit of trouble there with the mic. All right, so let's see. Let me just continue talking. Yeah, you've no... Or we can try that microphone there. Yeah, let's try this one over here. This headset may work a little bit better. I'm on a short leash. There you go. And let me get that for you right down there. There you go. Oh, no, we're still not getting any audio. I'm not sure what our problem is. You know, we should...
We should give him my mic. How about that?
We can do that.
Yeah, let's just hand Jason my mic, and I'll listen into what he has to say.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Big switch. Here, big switch. Jason, awesome. Okay.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I feel like I'm using someone else's golf clubs.
Okay. I just remembered something. All right. Corbett is in on the phone. I just wish I could hear him. Corbett, are you there?
Yes, I am.
That's where we're having the problem. The incoming calls. I can't hear his voice. Can you hear him?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear him in my headset. We're just having so many technical difficulties, but it's okay. We're going to get it all fixed. First, let's talk with Jason. Jason, just asking you, how long have you been at Wailea Country Club?
Yeah, I'm on my 9th month here at Wailea, so I'm super excited to be here. Started last May 1st. Came here after 8 wonderful years in San Diego.
Wow.
So very excited to be here. It's an honor, and especially this morning. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. No, it's really cool having you here.
Thank you.
So did you guys all schedule the strong winds the first day?
Yeah, everything's going according to plan. We scheduled the strong winds on the first day just for the integrity of the course. That was a member request, by the way, which members first here. And then day two, we wanted to show the Aloha spirit and settle back a little bit and make it more enjoyable. The weekend looks great. So.
The weekend looks great with the northerly winds coming off the mountains and maybe blowing a little bit stronger.
It should be perfect.
Yes. Now, what's that going to do to the game? I mean, when you're playing and the winds come out in all these different directions?
I think the hard part is having wind over 4 days from different directions, and you kind of get comfortable with a certain wind, each day, and then each day is a little different story. So it changes the club selection, of course, the mindset, but I think for anybody that's following the leaders, it helps them because leaders have a little more to think about and everybody else has a little less to worry about. So,
yeah. A very relaxed kind of, that's really good. Where did you start playing? When did you start playing golf?
Ooh, great question. So let's go back here. So long story, I guess, the life story. I'm from North Dakota originally.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
A lot of people don't play golf in Dakota, do they?
Well, that's why I left. Yep. And that was a long time ago. Started at age 10.
Wow.
Of course, actually, the geographic center of North America, as far away from ocean life as you can be growing up, which is probably why I'm here now.
Uh-huh.
So grew up on a little 9-hole golf course and got just good enough to get an offer from a small college in North Dakota, played basketball and golf in college, transferred to a little bigger one out in Michigan, and pursued golf full-time, and that got me on some great internships across the country at some great private clubs, and spent the last 8 years at San Diego, 2 years as director of golf at La Costa, a beautiful resort in Carlsbad, and then 6 years at a nice private club in Rancho Santa Fe called The Crosby.
Here
we are.
Anybody who's got the name The Crosby has got to be The Crosby.
Bing Crosby loves his golf, and everybody here does, too, so I couldn't help but sneak over to the island life and love it. So thanks so much.
So you as a head professional, do you teach a lot?
I teach a lot. Just help with a little bit of everything, honestly. Helping our staff grow and become head professionals themselves. That's kind of been my biggest thrill, I guess, over the years as you age a little bit and see your professional staff develop and grow wings and go to big better places than you're at, and that's always nice. Plus, then you can go visit them at some nice places and play some golf for free, too, so that's always nice.
Got to cover all the angles.
Cover all the angles, so I want my staff all over the place, but especially when I retire and have no pull. So
when you retire and have no pull, you'll always have pull.
I'll always have staff somewhere that owes me a couple things.
Exactly. Yep, sure. As a head professional, what... And you teach.
I teach.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and what is the number one question they ask you to do for you?
Well, number one question. Well, of course, everybody wants more distance, but I overheard you talking about distances coming back, so that shouldn't be a question anymore.
So the ball's
the golf ball's coming back, and maybe clubs down the road. Who knows?
Well, the golf ball's going to get rolled back, right?
Well, that's the plan, I believe. So
we'll lose distance.
We'll lose distance, although I'm not so sure they should do that. That's, of course, bigger powers than
like
myself. if we're losing distance, we're also, the farther the ball flies, the farther offline it flies. So there's actually, you're maybe making the game easier for some, too. It's going to be a little straighter. So we'll see. But distance is always a question for a lot of players. Just better scores and just overall how to improve. And so most of my lessons start with, the first lesson would be a general assessment of someone's game and spending a lot of time getting to know someone. Mm-hmm. Most players out here or at the clubs I've been aren't practicing quite as hard as the tour professionals I've noticed. So that might be a big part of their struggles. But just having fun with it. Golf's a lifestyle and getting everyone to enjoy it the most.
So what do you do when it comes to practice? What is a working person, put a lot of expectations on ourselves.
But sure.
What would you recommend? How often should I go out and practice, and what should I do?
Well, as often as your time allows and as you're enjoying it. But I think most golfers just mixing up, there's more than one thing than a golf swing to playing great golf. There's short game. There's little mental strategy. There's putting. There's all these different aspects. So a lot of time is spent just finding weaknesses in someone's overall game if they really are committed to overall improvement and helping their weaknesses not be weaknesses. And once you get to that point, something else is a weakness. Find a little time for that. And there's just a lot to golf. That's a great game, and that's why everybody out here loves it so much. That's why I love it, and that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
So what about putting on the carpet? Does that help?
Depends on the length of your carpet and the stimp meter and maybe how often you vacuum, I suppose. So, yeah.
I job for those.
Yeah, problems. Yeah. But honestly, there's some great carpet out there, but the putting, the artificial putting mats, since I started golfing till now, they're maybe better than greens at half the places we play, which is it's great. So. Yeah, no excuse.
The course, I'm told, is in absolute spectacular condition.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're certainly right. I got to watch a little TV coverage to see some aerial footage, and what a special golf course and special place. Hats off to Dave Nakama, our superintendent here. He's been here 23 years. He knows things that I've never heard of on taking care of a golf course. Just super impressive, and we're thrilled to have him. He's such a delight just as a person on the side as well. But he does amazing, amazing work, as we're all getting to see now.
Yeah, yeah. Truly. Now, what was the decision about removing trees? I'd love to ask him, but I...
You know, that happens at a lot of places over time as trees grow and spread their branches and their leaves. And maybe some trees were not intended for certain areas. Maybe they were more of an accident. Or sometimes they just grow so much. But of course, grass doesn't grow well in a forest. So the more trees you have, the harder it is to grow turf at a super high level. We did some tree removal this last year since I've been here, and maybe a little before that. It's a very selective process and a timely process. It's not just a random one here and there. Often when trees are removed, something will get replaced, but maybe in a little better spot. So yeah. It's definitely not just a tree removal plan. Most of the ones that were moved, it's hindering turf growth at a high level in certain areas. And you get, the longer you're here, you can see that. You can see just from the shade that they provide. Good turf needs some sunlight. There's not a lot of trees on greens, you'll notice, for a reason. So, and it has something, with the sunlight and the rain and all these things. So it all adds up. But we've removed a handful of trees, not too many. And then over the upcoming years, we're already in talks of where do we replace them with the right tree, with the right, color or the right life cycle, I guess you could say. So, yep, a lot of thought.
I love superintendents for golf.
Yes.
And all the stuff that they do to make sure that the golf course is taken care of, because not only do they care about the course, they care about the life on the course, that the natural life that is there.
Absolutely.
And that, of course, is trees. And so they don't take anything for granted.
Nothing for granted. I mean, trees, bushes, flowers, even stuff off the golf course. So the ocean, all these things.
Yes.
They're very environmentally sensitive, doing the best they can just to make a great place, but also make a good footprint on our planet as well. So
yeah.
Dave does, he's one of the best I've ever met.
Right on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. All right, I'm getting a note. Okay, so we're going to have to take a break. Before we do that, we've got two people calling in, and I've really enjoyed meeting you, and I hope you'll be on the show again. But who's got the best style, to your eye, that you've watched on the course?
Wow.
Is that a hard one? I have not asked that question.
That's a tough question, especially if some of these guys are my friends.
Uh-oh.
And I don't rank my friends. There's no world golf ranking for friends.
No.
Let's take a look here at the leaderboard.
Okay.
Keith Mitchell, a great player, and I watched him on our 10th tournament tee on the opening day, a little downwind, long par four, over 350 yards. Knocked it to about 5 feet off the tee.
Wow.
That's going to be hard to beat. If he does that again, I would say he's got a great shot.
Okay.
But there's so many great names on here.
Yeah.
It's
nice. You brought up somebody that we hadn't brought up yet.
Yeah.
So that's perfect.
Very good.
We'll see.
So, but some great players, and we're excited to see who can have a great weekend here.
Jason Brustad, am I pronouncing
you it? You are, yeah.
Jason,
Norwegian.
Yeah, Brustad.
A Norwegian in Hawaii. It doesn't make much sense. But here I am.
No, a lot of Norwegians came here.
For sure. Yeah, we love the water. Vikings love water.
Exactly, yeah. Real pleasure meeting
you.
Thank you
so much.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And I'll knock on your door, or at least
always welcome, yeah.
Thank
so great
you.
Meeting you, and look forward to talking more down the road. And Mr. Rolfing as well, so great being with both of you here. So
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. The clubhouse is housed in the Wailea Country Club clubhouse. Isn't that cool? The clubhouse is in the clubhouse. So nice to have you here. And if you haven't gotten here, the Sony Open in Hawaii, it's being played at, of course, Wailea Country Club. You know, I mean, it was the Hawaiian Open in November of 1965. That makes this tournament just about 59 years old, almost 60. And it's really great to hear people like Sony's Hiroshi Kawano speaking yesterday. 26 years is how long the Sony folks have been sponsoring this tournament, the second longest sponsor. Let's bring in Corbett Kalama, president, Friends of Hawaii Charities. Corbett, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. It's always a privilege to be a part of your exciting show, the way you highlight everything, the way you bring great enthusiasm to such a successful event.
Oh, thank you very, very much, Corbett. And most importantly, you know, what you do, the strong partnership that you have with the Sony Open folks, Friends of Hawaii Charities, Hawaii Community Foundation, Wildlife Country Club, all the people who benefit. How do you, you know, that's a lot of bringing together. How do you accomplish that?
We live in a special place. Daniel, we live in a special place. Everyone's there to go ahead, and we all focused on the same thing. How do we support those in need within our community? So without a great venue like the Wildlife Country Club, and Jason had just talked about the great work that Mark Rolfing has done over the years with golf, and then just our charity partner, the Hawaii Community Foundation, and most importantly, two entities, the Sony Corporation, and then our 1,500 volunteers that come out every year just to provide us support.
Yeah, and the volunteers early this. Yeah. The volunteers were so, you know, they're here at 5 o'clock in the morning, taking care of everything, getting, you know, meeting people who haven't done it before, taking care of them, making sure that they know what their role is. And now that's how we get this tournament in shape with the volunteers, the people who work here, of course, taking care of the course. 24/7, 365 or 66 days out of the year. But how do you contribute? How do you decide who is going to benefit from all of the monies that come in and then are donated?
Yeah, for 20, I'd be remiss in not recognizing the state's significant role in the city and county in Honolulu, providing us with the opportunity to do this. But with respect to the previous 24 years, we had always given out smaller grants, and last year we began partnering with the Hawaii Community Foundation, and we wanted to have a generational impact. So we've partnered up with the Hawaii Community Foundation now, where we're giving money to organizations that we strengthen: Catholic Charities, the Institute for Human Services, Hawaii Food Bank, that really have generational impact within communities, and we're addressing these what they call the asset limited, income constrained employed people. So yeah, it's through the partnership with the Hawaii Community Foundation and the work that's being done there that we've been able to reach out even to the folks in the Maui fires.
Wow. And again, I was listening to Sony's Hiroshi Kawano. He said that $24 million has already been, in these last 26 years, has already been raised, and another $1.2 million will be additionally donated after this tournament. And he said it's very important for this to continue. It sounds like they're very much committed to the Sony Corporation being a part of the Sony Open in Hawaii for a long time.
Yes, I agree so much so. You know, they they do it in such a humble, humble way, very quiet. You know, just as we came out of COVID, for example, they stepped up to the plate and made sure that we'd be able to do our charity partner match. They assured us of that. With the Maui fires just most recently, back in August, they sent a text. A couple of days later, they worked with the Maui Strong Fund, and special funding came in. There was not a lot of notoriety, but it's because who they are. They're here. They provide that voice to a community that doesn't have a voice.
Wow. That's spectacular. Can you still hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. And so do you have any idea? I know they've committed until 2026. Do you think that they will make another commitment to Hawaii for extending their sponsorship?
I'm always thinking positively about those types of things, but I take it a day at a time, and our best opportunity is to continue to be good partners and work with them on every issue as we go through. But they've been very, very involved in the community far beyond the tournament. I can just say that.
Yeah. And Sony also plans to contribute, if not, I don't know how much they've done so far, but to the Maui community. And the PGA Tour is also helping with the wildfire relief. So all of that is so important for us to maintain our wonderful partnerships with the world of golf and Sony and Friends of Hawaii Charities and everything that you've done, and the Hawaii Community Foundation, Wildlife Country Club. And thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. I feel like I should ask you a question, but I'm not sure if you No, it's I went there already about the in 1999 the Friends of Hawaii Charities was created, right, as a charity partner, and that was when the Hurry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation was all a part of it. Is there someone who's come in to take over in that their capacity?
With respect to the foundation, the foundation's actually expanded their work in Hawaii. So they continue. What's really neat about what we do is we parallel with the Hawaii Community Foundation. A lot of the work that the Hawaii Community Foundation, I mean, that the Harry Jeanette Weinberg Foundation continues to do in the community. So Melissa Hayashi heads up their grant-making program. Giorgio Calderon's there, but the Harry Jeanette Weinberg Foundation continues to be a big player in Hawaii with respect to the constituencies now that we both jointly serve.
Oh, I'm so glad I asked that question because I haven't heard their names in so long, and I know how much they've done for the community. I know how much you do, and I appreciate you and all the work that you and all of the people you work with and the volunteers. Thank you so much for your time. Corbett Kalama, President, Friends of Hawaii Charities, thanks for waiting. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse.
Take care, Daniel.
You too. Aloha. Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to chat with Dave Reardon, columnist, a Star Advertiser, Honolulu Star Advertiser. But these last 2 weeks, he's covering golf, Century, Sony Open, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories. Join the fun that makes a difference at the Sony Open. PGA Tour stars hit Wailea January 8th through 14th. Jump into this wave of aloha for Hawaii charities. Register now to volunteer at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Dave Reardon, sports columnist, opinion, analysis, and features for the Honolulu Star Advertiser. Welcome into the clubhouse, you Pearl City High School graduate, you.
Oh, how did you know that?
Oh, I don't know. I just looked up a little something. I went to McKinley.
Okay, well, you know, I was joking around a little bit yesterday with Candace and Gary, you know, who help a lot with the media. And because I noticed that Marauder Media, which is, they're terrific. They're kids from my Pahu High School. And they were telling me, oh, they're not coming. I go, what, are they scared of me? Because my Pahu was our next door rival.
Right.
And in school newspaper and track and field and football and everything else. But before we had Beano Nevis Stadium, we played our homecoming games at Waipahu. So they probably didn't like that very much. But
no,
our cousins went to Waipahu, so all good. You know,
All good. I love it.
Yeah.
There's a table right on the other side of our table here that has all of the Marauders listed. And I mean, there's.
Are they there? Are they there now?
No. It's way too early.
I'll just tell you, Tom, I'm coming for them.
No, I can't warn them.
No, you know what? I love young journalists, and, you know, because I'm 62 now, so it's my turn to help them, like guys like Bill Kwan and Jim Easterwood, Paul Carvalho, Randy Caliente, Ann Miller. I mean, the list goes on. They all helped me when I was a young one coming up, so now it's my turn to do that.
Right on. That's it. And it's so much fun helping. So much you get so much back in the process. You know, that energy that you get, it's just... There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. And it just keeps you young. So that's why you sound so good, Dave Reardon. Dave Reardon, you wrote...
Oh, it's the cold medicine I've been
taking. Oh, yes. So you went to Century and you brought that home with you, huh?
Me and several other people, I think. You know, because moving day for, not the golf tournament terminology, moving day, but moving day... To get back to Oahu was Monday when I caught the rain on Maui and caught it here as well. But getting better on the mend, and I looked at the weather forecast. It's supposed to be clear the rest of the weekend with not very much wind, and actually a little bit warmer than the last couple of days too. So I hope a lot of people will come out and watch. Because I mean, look at this leaderboard. I mean, a lot of the names are going to be new to people, but there are some familiar ones, like, you know, Stuart Sink and Kirk and some young up-and-comers. And it's like you got 3 leaders and then 10 guys one shot behind. And I don't know if I've ever seen that before. I mean, I don't remember seeing that before.
No, this is incredibly tight leaderboard. They're just seven strokes separates the whole field. So, you know, it's anybody can win today or tomorrow. You know, they can't win today, but you know, they can move up the leaderboard. You wrote a great article that I really want to get into, because Honolulu's Chan Kim grew up playing at the Alawai, right? And here he is almost making 2 aces, and then just... Darn it, he missed the cut. Ouch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He played terrifically. What kind of tell us about Chan Kim.
Well, okay. You know, I remember Chan Kim when he was, I guess, about 14 years old. And I think you might say some people might say he had the misfortune of being a peer of Tad Fujikawa and Michelle Wee. But if you asked him, I think he would say it was fortunate for him. Even though he didn't get the limelight, he got a lot of great, you know, there was a golden age for youth golf in Hawaii.
Yes.
Almost 20 years ago now, right? I mean, not to make anyone feel old, but, you know, so Chan talked a lot the other day about, you know, this friendly rivalry with Tad, because Chan was a year older than Tad, and the qualifier the year that Tad, you know, came in and tore it up at Wailea, that was the guy who came in second, that one was Chan. And when Chan was talking about that in the press conference, I kind of stage whispered, but you got him back in states. You know, when Tad was a freshman and Chan was a sophomore, Moanalua and Kaimuki, respectively. And then, you know, everybody knew who Tad was. You know, he had played in the U.S. Open. And,
yeah.
You know, Tad was unknown, except in local circles, right? And,
right.
But Chan talked about, you know, and as golfers do, he remembered every shot. And, you know, it was 20 years ago. And he talked about how in the OIA championship, they ended up tied. And neither of them was happy about it, because they felt like there should have been a playoff. And then when they got to states, Stan said, he had a funny way of putting it. He said, so that meant states was for all the cake. and it went down to the 18th hole, and Dan won. And, you know, I always, you know, once in a while over the years, I kind of wondered what was up with Chan. And I didn't know until recently that, you know, he followed David Shi's advice and went to Japan and became a great Aijin player and followed in many regards kind of followed in the footsteps of David. I mean, much different personality. David's kind of quiet and sure. But and Chan loves to talk and talk story and very friendly guy. Jerry Campany, who works with us and loves golf and actually caddies a lot this week with the amateurs. He noted, he told me Chan is great with the amateurs. So any of you folks who, you know, if you have enough juice where you get to choose your pro-am partner next year, try to get Chan. And,
right on.
Yeah. I mean, he might talk too much while you're trying to hit your ball, but that's part of the fun of it, right?
You can always tell him to stop.
I was wondering when you're going to tell me to stop talking. I'm a little over-caffeinated.
Over-caffeinated. All right. So, Chan Kim, in case you haven't been, you know, paying attention, he won twice on the Korn Ferry Tour. Now he's playing on the PGA Tour. Our Kaimuki High School grad is a PGA Tour member, you know, and that is just super accomplishment. Super accomplishment, what he's, you know, it's, and then, of course, the rookie goes off with two close aces, but still misses the cut by one shot. And then he goes, what did he say? Oh, that's golf, right?
Yeah, you know, he's great. It's a great human interest story, and he'll be back. And, you know, there is a little bit more pressure on rookies now to get some success early on because of the way the format has been changed with the signature events. So unless you're a rookie coming in with a lot of exemptions, you need to kind of make hay early on. But Chan doesn't seem to be the type, and I think that's why he's successful. He doesn't seem to be the type to get down on himself, and he'll just take what, you know, he'll probably look at this as, hey, playing so well the second day being a real plus, and then work off of that to start making cuts and getting those exemptions and getting those signature events. Now, you know, there's so many great human interest stories out there. And another guy who didn't make the cut, who's a great story, Gary Woodland.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
And, oh,
unreal.
How much time do we have?
You know, let's give it 5 minutes and then see if we can stop there.
Okay.
But we need to talk about Gary Woodland, because what is the worst part about the game of golf? The worst part about the game of golf, I'm going to answer my own question, is the fact that we doubt ourselves all the time. We're constantly putting ourselves down when we've done something that isn't what we wanted to do. The ball didn't, you know, and we're not good enough, and I'll never get this right. And I mean, nonstop. Now, I'm going to let you take over.
As a writer. I don't play golf, but I'm like that as a writer. I mean, damn, I had that comma in the wrong place.
Yes. So when it comes to Gary Woodland and what the lesion on his brain was in the exact place of the brain that controls anxiety and feelings of inadequacy, if you will.
Right.
You know, and it's just incredible after surgery and but still playing before his surgery with all of those angst added to what is natural amongst us. What a strong person he is.
Well, you know, the thing is sometimes, like, you know, he's a guy who was, from what I've learned about him, he was an outstanding three-sport athlete, also basketball and I think baseball, growing up in Kansas. And he, you know, he's one of those guys. He's definitely an alpha. And, you know, when you're an alpha, you just try to fight through everything, right? And the only fear he had was of not being great. That's what he said, you know. And so when this stuff first started happening, I think he was just trying to shake it off for a long time. And, you know, eventually got to the point where he went to the doctor. They did an MRI, And that's when they started figuring out what the problem was. And then he still tried to play through it with meds and stuff, and the meds help, but, you know, meds have, they usually have side effects and they're not always very good. So he lost energy and focus, but he had these really horrible night tremors and like fear and thinking he was going to die or his kids were going to die or, you know, bad things were going to happen. And he didn't understand that until the doctors told him what this thing was pressing on that part of the brain. And but it's miraculous that he's out here playing after, you know, just less than 4 months later. And I'm going to say this, and some people might not agree with it, and I think he wouldn't – I don't know if he wouldn't say this, but maybe he might agree with it inside. But it might be a good thing that he didn't make the cut, because – This was like, you know, 5 days, you know, counting the run up and everything, right? Might be a better test for right now, as opposed to 7 days. And you know, he's established. He's a Masters winner. I mean, not Masters, but a major winner. And then I think he's probably in. He's not like Chan trying to make cuts to, you know, survive and stuff like that, right? Or any level Chan establishes on the Japan, right? But you know what I'm saying. So I think this might be a blessing in disguise type of thing where he, you know, he shot 71 on both days, one over par, and he said afterward that he felt great as far as his mental focus. But, you know, just a little, understandably, a little rusty on some of the shots. And, of course, those conditions on the first round. I mean, anybody who could get ball in the hole with less than get anything close to par was you'd be pretty good. And
the wind was very blowing.
Inspirational story. Yeah.
Yeah, it is very inspirational, because if he could get through that and feeling like you're going to die every day, and you don't know why you're getting this sense of dying, you know, I mean, talk about crazy. That's a real, real difficult position to be in, to put it.
And he's got young, and he's got wife and young kids, and, you know, he's you know, trying to do the best for them while he's going through this. And then one thing he learned through this, he said, was that, you know, he's, like you said, you know, he's a very strong individual, but he learned that you need other people sometimes to help you.
Yeah. Dave Reardon, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Thanks, and thanks for inviting me, and always enjoy hearing your voice.
And we'll have to do it again. I mean, this isn't the only time you're going to cover golf, is it?
No, I've always been covering it, but this is the first time I'm doing it as the lead beat writer, writing the main stories, because in the past I've always been doing it as a columnist or doing sidebars, but because of some people having other commitments and there was a kind of a trickle down effect, I'm out there every year pretty much, and so that's why I know that Chris Kirk has a very good chance of winning it, because last year he's got unfinished business. And then last week, he did very well, winning at Century.
Yes. He's on a roll. Unfinished business. I like that. Dave Reardon, thank you for being with me this morning. Honolulu Star Advertiser Sports. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Oh, I don't know that anybody would turn to Danielle Tucker to ask her which club to use. I think more than likely they'd turn to somebody like Oliver Oliquiano. Oliver.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm sorry you've been waiting so long, and everything got kind of all hamajang. And I was wondering if we could talk more in depth next week. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely.
That way we can actually, we could, on site, everything gets a little, but I can't wait to hear about Blaise Akana. And you worked with Blaise, University of Hawaii golfer Blaise Akana, second round 1-over-71 on Friday at the Sony Open in Hawaii, equaling his best round at a PGA tournament. He posted 3 birdies, including on his final hole, to finish 10-over-150. Yeah, he has 79-71, missed the cut, second straight year, no big deal. Every year, you learn something. And that's why, Oliver Oliquiano has been taking care with his Island Pacific Golf Academy, president and CEO, and he's got the 2024-2025 Golf Digest Top Teachers Award, 2024 PGA Game Changer Award for largest PGA Junior League in the section, and 2024 PGA Player Development Award win. See, that's what we have to talk next week.
There's always lots to talk about, Danielle.
We most certainly do. Oliver, thank you so much for being a part of my life.
Thank you, Danielle. Have a great one over there at the Sony Open.
Thank you. Oliver Oliquiano is president and CEO. It's the Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids certified, top 50 U.S. kids golf instructor, coach for Kamehameha Schools golf team, Kapalama campus. I don't know how he does all this. Titleist Performance Institute certified PGA Game Changer Award. So that's what's happening there. And we're going to be talking with Oliver next week so you can get your kids in, because I'm telling you, you want to get your kids into the game of golf. It teaches them so much, including manners. I mean, you learn manners in the game of golf in a very, very nice way. Not saying that, they don't bring out one of those canes. You just learn to be the best person you can possibly be. Aloha. Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Adam Shupak, Golf Week, is with us next to close the show. I'm Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all those signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the bin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right. I think we're all broadcasting and all that. Here we are. It's beautiful. We're at the Wailea Country Club. This is my 26th year being at the Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open in Hawaii. And it's the same amount of time that Sony Open, or Sony, has been sponsoring the Sony Open in Hawaii. And I've had the pleasure of having Adam Shupak, the senior writer, Golf Week magazine, on my show many times. Has it been many times, Adam?
It's been a few, more than a few.
Would you please turn his microphone up? Thank you. Anyways, it's been more than a few. We are K-O-R-L-Y and I, Honolulu. So now I finally, we haven't done this before, have we?
No. First in person with you. And best view ever.
Yes, I'm looking at the inside of the media center. He's looking at the ocean. Doesn't it look fabulous?
This is the best media center on the tour. There's no other place where we have a view like this.
Yes.
Special.
Mark Rolfing was sitting in your spot at 7 o'clock looking out at the ocean, wishing he could go bone fishing. That's normally where I see him. On the reef, walking, and he's doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, yeah?
The first thing he does, yeah. But this Saturday, it's just a little bit too busy. So what's your impression? You were at Century. You're here at Sony. You're going to Mitsubishi. I'm so excited. I mean, the fact that we have, what is it? Steve Stricker, Bernard Langer, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Jerry Kelly, Tom Lehman, Darren Clark, all these people who are in the Hall of Fame, and they're still playing golf at a high level. Wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Yeah, it's fun to watch those guys still. Something about being turning 50 and being on that tour, they all kind of mellow out a bit. So it's
okay.
Really fun to go talk to them.
Okay, we can't hear you. It's a terrible thing.
Any better?
No, we're still having problems with the. For some reason, let's give you this set. We're gonna just do. This is, you know, it's like.
How about now? Ooh,
I
didn't hear myself better.
You know, if you can't hear yourself in a headset, there's a problem with the audio. So we've got, you came from Century.
I actually didn't go to Century this year. I didn't.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, but the difference between Century, which is a smaller field, of course, because it's the champions and the top 50, right, or not all of the top, whoever wasn't.
Yeah, that 59 field,
right.
The largest they've ever had.
Yes, it would have been 60 had not someone had to not come. I think his name is, what's his name?
That Rory guy?
That Rory guy. What's going on with that Rory guy?
Wow, I don't know. I think you know, he's playing well. I see him doing pretty well.
In Europe. But the question, it's like I think he got burned out on being the spokesperson.
I think so.
You know, and having all this pressure, all these people with their either liking him or hating him, and mostly the people who hate you are the ones who talk to you. So that's totally like, I don't want to be a part of this world anymore. I just want to play golf. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I mean, he was fighting for what he thought was right, and then, you know, they end up doing this framework agreement, and he's like, what? This is not what I signed up for. And so as soon as he got a chance to, he just, you know, he pulled the plug.
Yeah.
He pulled the plug, and he actually left being on the policy board and said, you guys figure it out on your own. And I think I mentioned this when I was on prior with you. I think he had some conflicts of interest, some deals that he has with the private equity firm. So it's probably appropriate for him to not be one of the people voting.
Oh, I don't think you put it quite so succinctly.
Okay. I think that's there is some of that to it.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. And I think he's a kind of stand up above board kind of guy who would be uncomfortable if he were putting himself in a position of inappropriate behavior. Okay, let's talk about Sony, because this is the Sony Open in Hawaii. We are now 59 years in, and that's how long this tournament's been played. It was the Hawaiian Open. Remember, everybody? The Hawaiian Open became Sony Open. Sony came in 26 years ago and has been with us ever since, really helping out. Which golfers are impressing you, or what is – I just kind of want to get a feel for what you're thinking here.
Well, this is such a bunched leaderboard. The cut was almost, it was almost six shots between first and worst. It ends up being seven, but I feel like just about anybody could win this weekend. And we've got all sorts of different characters here. We got Stuart Sink, who's just kind of thought he was going to be coming here to warm up for playing next week with the seniors, right there, one stroke back. You got young guys that are showing a lot of promise. I think Ben Griffin posted a 62 yesterday. I think he's legit. And I mean, what a neat story for Carl Yuan, one of the three players sharing
yes,
the lead,
yes.
Who wouldn't even have been here had John Rahm not gone to live. He was 126. He would have had conditional status. No chance he would have gotten in this week.
Yeah.
So he's, unless he had come over and tried to Monday qualify, but he's in the field because of John Rahm and leading the tournament.
Yeah, so send him a part of his check.
Probably. At least buy him a drink or dinner.
Somebody said somebody owes him a lot of dinners. That's how I started the show because, there's been so much going on this morning. Yes, Joel Damon. Who owes Joe? Let's see. Tell the story real quick in the closing.
Yeah, he missed a five-footer at the last
hole. And as a result, he made the cut, but he let 17 guys play the weekend.
That's right. That's it. It went from three to two, and boom, everybody was in. That is just so much fun. I love this game. I love doing this show. Obviously, it's been like 26 years. If I didn't, I'd be going crazy. So I guess I have to thank the people who make the show possible. Is that where we're at right now? I have a 27. Is there anything you'd like to say that I haven't given you a chance to say, Adam Shupak?
I just love the vibe of this tournament. It's a real throwback. Of course, right around 7,000 yards. It still holds up. Hopefully the wind blows and makes it interesting. And we got a great... We're going to have some Sunday drama, that's for sure.
That's right. And it will blow. If it's coming off the mountains, blowing north, coming down this way, that's a whole different ballgame for most of the guys. And that's been the factor this whole week. It's been wind, no wind, wind. It's like, hey, let me fool with you. So Mother Nature is having a good old time. And thank you. You've made it a real fun close. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, in the clubhouse. Aloha. Thank you to our golf club sponsors. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by the Sony Open in Hawaii, PGA Tour Golf Tournament today, tomorrow, up close, Wildlife Country Club here on Oahu. Catch the wave. And by the way, it may feel just a little bit nippy, but hey, walking in nippy makes you just a little warm. You're not actually perspiring, so it's just comfortable, and you get that glow in your cheeks, and you can wear the jacket that you haven't worn in goodness knows how long. Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories. Don't know what to choose? Give a gift card. Now they're in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. You can weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. They've got it all. We put power at your fingertips. That's Aloha Power Equipment. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels, longer than the Sony Open in Hawaii. They've been doing it since 1939. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. That gift lasts forever. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And you can always hear the show podcast, Radio Golf Club facebook.com/listen, and you'll be able to check it out and listen to the whole show. In fact, you can listen to, well, I don't know if we've got 26 years there, probably get bored after a while. We'll see you next week inside the clubhouse. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.